Once upon a time, in a little valley, there lived three little pigs. Now, this valley was a very happy little valley, and so were the three little pigs. Oh, this valley was a very beautiful little valley, and so were, the three little pigs. Well, they were plump, and they were fat, and they were cute with curly tails, and in the summer, they played all the time. They swam in the pond, and they ran in the meadow, and they took naps in the afternoon under the tall sunflowers. The days were warm, but the nights were kind of cool, and they were getting cooler, too. So each pig decided that he should build himself a house.
In their brother's house of bricks.
See, I told you what would happen when that big wolf came around. Only bricks and stones are wolf-proof. Now at last you're safe and sound.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Who's there?
Open the door and let me in. A I'll puff, I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. Well, if I can't blow the house in, I'll go up on the roof and come down the chimney, and I'll catch the three little pigs.
Hurry! Light a fire under the kettle in the fireplace.
Now I'll slide down the chimney.
Now the smart little pig, the one who built his house of brick, well, everybody called him Practical, see? And he knew that that big bad wolf was going to return to capture them. So he bought a wolf warning horn, and he called his brothers and he explained it to them. And he said, now I've got work to do, and don't you dare blow this wolf warning horn unless the wolf is really near. And then Practical sort of mumbled to himself, and he said, I hope those silly brothers of mine never really ever have to blow that wolf warning horn. But that old wolf, oh, he's a slippery one, that old wolf. And that old wolf, he's a sly one, that old wolf. And that old wolf, he's here, that old wolf. Wolf! I grabbed my shotgun, and I'm coming. Where's the wolf? Where's that old wolf? I'll shoot him dead. Well, he was a pretty mad little pig when he found out that there really wasn't a wolf. And after all he'd told his brothers to, he scolded them about blowing the horn when the wolf wasn't really there. But no sooner had he returned to his house and gone back to work and was mumbling to himself, those silly brothers of mine, they ought to be careful with that wolf warning horn. There it is again! Wolf! Wolf! Oh, goodness! I'll get the wolf this time! Well, when Practical found out for the second time that his brothers were just teasing him, he was so disgusted he walked back to the house, determined to have nothing more to do with them. And you know, it was just at that very moment that the wolf came out of the woods and pounced on the two little pigs. Help! Cried the little pigs, and they grabbed for the wolf warning horn. But before they could blow it, the wolf had them tied up, and he was carrying them to his den. When he got to his kitchen, he showed the two little pigs to his three little wolves, and they drooled and licked their chops and turned on the oven. And then he plopped the two little pigs in a big roasting pan. Well, the first bad little wolf sliced up a carrot and put it in the pan to stew with the pigs. The second bad little wolf cut up a potato, and he put it in the pan to stew with the pigs. But the third little wolf, he was a good little wolf, and he didn't want to cook the pigs. He felt very sorry for them, and he said, how would you like to be cooked? But the two nephews drooled even more, and the big bad wolf tapped his foot and kept looking at his watch, and the oven got hotter and hotter. And the good little wolf, he grew sorrier and sorrier. Remember your wolves, said the big bad wolf. Try not to act like little pigs. And to keep them quiet, he picked up the wolf warning horn from the floor, and he handed it to them. Here, play with this toy until dinner time, he said. One little wolf put the horn to his lips. The little pigs held their breath. If they will only blow the warning horn, we might be saved, they thought. But only a weak little noise came out. The little pigs' hearts sank. They looked at each other, and they looked at the little wolves, and then they began to laugh. Yah, yah, yah. Are they girls or are they boys? They're too weak to make a noise. Yah, yah. You see, the little pigs knew that if they could get the wolves to blow the warning horn loud enough, that their brother Practical would hear it and come to the rescue. So they jeered again and made fun of the little wolves. Well, sir, the other little wolf, he grabbed the warning horn, and he was real mad. And he blew, and nothing came out, not even his breath. Well, the little pigs laughed again, and they jeered, and they taunted. Are they men or are they mice? They cannot even blow it twice. Yah, yah, yah!
Enough of your yah, yah, growled the big bad wolf.
Oh, he was really mad.
I'll show you two sausages.
He threw out his chest, and his fur coat got all bristly. He flecked his muscles, he got a big mouthful of breath, he grabbed the warning horn, and blew. Well, the whole house shook. The front door flew off its hinges, and the little wolves were nearly blown outside. The carrots did get blown out of the pan. If brother doesn't hear that, cried the little pigs, rattling around in their pan, we're really cooked. Their brother did hear it, but he thought, oh, those two crazy kids, they're fooling again. And he mumbled to himself, and he kept right on working. The big bad wolf was so pleased with the noise that he had made that he was taking bows and beating his chest and stomping around the room.
And now for my second blow, he said,
leering at the two little pigs. I shall blow taps for you. His nephews cheered and grabbed onto the bedpost. With a little bow to the little pigs, the big bad wolf blew again. If brother doesn't hear this, there just isn't any hope. Well, brother did hear, and he mumbled to himself, those two little pigs couldn't possibly blow that loud. It must be the wolf. It must be the wolf! And he grabbed his shotgun and was off in a flash. The big bad wolf had a big bad grin on his face.
I am not only the best horn blower in these parts, but the best cook, too. We will have a feast to celebrate.
He leaned over the oven and tested it with his whiskers. When the ends were singed a little, he knew it was hot enough. The little pigs opened their mouths to cry, and the little wolves stuck apples in them. The big bad wolf hadn't enjoyed himself so much in years.
I'm also the hungriest wolf in the world.
Then he picked up the pan to pop the pigs into the oven when Practical yelled from the doorway, you are also the deadest wolf in the world. And he fired his shotgun. Well, sir, that big bad wolf took off, and he was over the hills and gone. His nephew's right on his heels. Well, said the little pigs, eating the apples in their mouths, he's the fastest wolf in the world anyway. And then they began to dance and to sing. They were so happy to be together again.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La, la, la.